You're listening to Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno, supported by Homewatch Caregivers, whose mission is to preserve dignity, protect independence, and provide peace of mind for their clients and loved ones by providing exceptional home care.
97.9 FM WCHL is pleased to present Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno. Nicole has over 15 years of experience as a geriatric social worker and administrator, working in the long-term care industry to include skilled nursing care, Alzheimer's care, adult daycare, and home care. She also worked as a family caregiver. In addition, Nicole co-founded a nonprofit in the Triangle that specializes in support for caregivers. Now, Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno.
Thank you for joining us today for this episode of Caring Connections on WCHL. Today, we will be discussing the Charles House Elder Care Home with Paul Cleaver, Executive Director of Charles House Association. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you, Nicole.
Okay, so this elder care home, this is something that's relatively new and exciting for our area, and I'm really excited to learn more about it. So what exactly is the Charles House Elder Care Home?
So The Charles House Elder Care Home is a home in a neighborhood that...
So a literal house.
It's literally a house, a neighborhood house.
Okay.
That is home to six elders.
Okay.
Elders who need assistance with living and support and so forth, and that is provided 24 hours a day for them while they live in this home with five other people.
Okay. So that's the very basics of it. How is that regulated?
The elder care home is regulated and licensed by the State Department of Health, Services Regulation.
Okay. All right.
And it's actually operates under the rules of family care homes.
Okay.
And family care homes have been around in North Carolina for quite some time.
Okay.
And in many of the other counties, there are quite a few elder care homes, family care homes. And most of those have been operated or are operated by individuals or families.
Mm-hmm.
So the Charles House Elder Care Home is a slightly different take on how the rules for family care homes have been applied to this community.
So is it considered similar to an assisted living level of care or?
It is similar to assisted living facilities. In North Carolina, there are two sets of regulations. There's adult care home regulations and family care home regulations. The family care home regulations cover houses or living situations for up to six people.
Okay.
And seven or more is called adult care home, is licensed that way, but it gets called assisted living in most cases. So the larger assisted living facilities, they're going to be licensed as adult care homes.
So are you able to provide as much care as an assisted living, or how is it differentiated? I'm just trying to get a feel in my mind how
right.
that works.
The level of care in family care homes and assisted livings are essentially very similar.
Okay.
It's about the same level of care that people would be looking at. It's just the difference in facility and approach and size.
Okay. So where is this elder care home that Charles House runs?
So our elder care home, our first elder care home, is Charles House Yorktown.
Okay.
It's called Charles House Yorktown because it's on Yorktown Drive in Chapel Hill, which is part of the Heritage Hills neighborhood off of Smith Level Drive.
Okay. And how did this concept come about? What made Charles House decide that they wanted to get involved in this?
Well, I would say about 6 years ago, the board of directors at Charles House undertook a strategic planning process to look at the growing needs of caregiving families and elders in our community and to see what kinds of services might still be needed, what the gaps were in services, what Charles House could do to more fully fulfill its mission in service to this part of our community. And in that process, we had Charles House families, the families who had been taking advantage of the day program, the Charles House Daytime Elder Care Program, who were starting to get to the point where caring for their family member at home was starting to become more difficult than sure. they were thinking they were going to be able to continue. And so they would go looking for care facilities, care alternatives.
Sure.
And often families would come back and say, why isn't there a place that's like Charles
mm-hmm.
House?
Mm-hmm.
We know what it's like to be at Charles House during the day, and it's the kind of thing that we'd like to have for our family member 24 hours a day. So the board of directors took that that questioning quite seriously and started to investigate what the options might be for Charles House to get into this area of service mm-hmm. and need
sure.
that the community was discussing with us. And so learning about the state regulations for family mm-hmm. care homes and how we would do that and so forth, we started to focus on those rules for mm-hmm. doing that. At the same time, the Heritage Hills neighborhood approached us about the idea of elder care homes as we started to discuss them
mm-hmm.
and wanted to talk more about what elder care homes would be in a neighborhood and,
sure.
and that sort of thing. And so the board's consideration of the community need, families' needs, and the state rules for operating a home all came together with the concept of providing residential care for seniors, elders in
that was a big leap.
In what we call elder care
wow.
homes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It was a big leap for
yeah.
us, and it took us several years
mm-hmm.
To create, you know, to hone the concept,
sure.
to create the operational approach, and to receive licensure from the state,
yeah.
and then to go through a construction process.
Mm-hmm. You retrofitted a current home.
We did, at the same time that we were you know, working with the state and working without the operational rules, we had one of the homeowners in the Heritage Hills neighborhood approach us and say that she was getting ready to leave her home and that she thought that it might
mm-hmm.
be a structure that would work for us.
Sure.
And so we spent some time looking at her house
mm-hmm.
And determined that it was sound and it was in a good location. And so that's how we ended up being at her house,
mm-hmm.
Which is now the elder care home, Charles House, Yorktown, at 303 Yorktown Drive.
Great. Well, we are going to take a short break. I'm here today with Paul Cleaver talking about the Charles House Elder Care Home, and we will be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM WCHL, supported by Home Watch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. I'm here today with Paul Cleaver with the Charles House Association talking about the Charles House Elder Care Home, and I am your host, Nicole Bruno. So we were just talking a little bit about the neighborhood, the Heritage Hills neighborhood, and the home that you selected to purchase for the renovation process to create the Yorktown home. How was this accepted by the neighborhood? Was it a lot of not in my backyard or?
Well, when the neighborhood approached us early on to talk about it, I think there was some not in my backyard.
As a normal. Yeah.
As would be expected.
Yeah.
But this neighborhood was also curious enough to mm-hmm. go beyond that, to start to talk about it, to raise questions. So there was a 6-month period where we were having having neighborhood meetings. We were
sure.
doing Q&As.
Mm-hmm.
We were providing information on the neighborhood listserv email system and
mm-hmm.
so forth, and answering a lot of questions and alleviating some fears and
mm-hmm.
so forth that neighborhoods would have in general. And that process ended up with the Neighborhood Association inviting Charles House to come to Heritage Hills
mm-hmm.
to do
a formal presentation.
To actually do the first home.
Oh, okay.
They said in that invitation that elder care homes really represent the kind of fabric that they wanted to be as a neighborhood.
That's wonderful.
That
must have been a great email to receive.
It was a wonderful letter to receive.
Yeah.
That our concept was being embraced by a vibrant community,
mm-hmm.
and a neighborhood that had decided essentially that they wanted to be part of the solutions.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to be part of the future.
Sure.
Not to, you know, close the gates and keep the future away.
Yeah.
But to really contribute something to the larger community, both by inviting elder care homes into their neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
but also by being a role model, if you will, for what neighborhoods should be thinking about.
Sure.
For not only their residents and the families in their neighborhoods that could benefit from
mm-hmm.
this, but also how they as a neighborhood contribute to the larger community and what we do as a community for elder care services.
Are the neighbors living in that neighborhood still pretty active?
They are, and supportive.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great neighborhood from the from the 4th of July parade up and down the streets to the Halloween festival and
sure.
so forth. There's a lot of neighborhood spirit, community spirit in Heritage Hills.
Is this a big neighborhood?
It is. It's about 200 homes.
Oh, wow.
It's an established neighborhood from the 60s and 70s.
Okay.
And so there are Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. There are various neighbors who have contributed different kinds of volunteering.
They do
and
activities
support.
For you.
Yeah,
oh,
and they come
nice.
and share time with residents as well. So that collaboration between an inviting neighborhood
mm-hmm.
Helps to keep the home not an institution.
Right.
It's part of what makes an elder care home
mm-hmm.
a home and not a care facility.
Well, that's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm, it is.
Definitely. So do the folks that live in that neighborhood, do they get priority access if they needed to into that home, or is that—
There's not priority access,
mm-hmm.
but definitely families that would live nearby would be able to have their family member
sure.
Be considered for admission into the elder care home, and then grandma could be down the street,
mm-hmm.
You know, and
sure.
with the children and grandchildren nearby.
So, what is your anticipated length of stay for someone in your home? Do you have I know it's new, but
it is
do you,
new.
But
you know,
you know, generally speaking, nationally, what is the typical?
I don't know that
okay.
nationally. I mm-hmm. know that you know, we opened in March of 2011,
okay.
so we've only been at it for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, our experience has been really strong. We've
mm-hmm.
had, in that year and a half, the first class, if you will, of the ladies
sure.
that moved in, it's were the first residents were six ladies
okay.
That had all been participants at Charles
oh,
House Day
nice.
Program.
Yeah.
So there was familiarity with the families. There's familiarity with the
mm-hmm.
care needs of the residents.
Sure.
There was also, and they had familiarity with each other. And with Charles House
mm-hmm.
before they moved in. And so we had five of the six ladies were over 90,
mm-hmm.
We had several who have some level of memory loss.
Mm-hmm.
We have some folks who need assistance with ambulation
sure.
and those kinds of things. And so the care that they receive is just part of what happens in their daily life,
mm-hmm.
and to receive the support and the care that the personal care that they need,
mm-hmm.
as well as to be part of a vibrant household.
Yeah,
it's just a household where they have bedrooms and there's a
sure.
beautiful great room where they spend time during the day with each other, with
okay.
the staff, with visitors.
It's a communal type.
Yeah.
It's
very
nice.
Yeah, it's very calm.
Is it sort of like a
pleasant.
Family style meal I'm picturing?
And, yeah, often.
Yeah.
Meals are sort mm-hmm. of family style, but there's a great big table that everybody sits around
nice.
At meal times. And it has a real, real peaceful sense of being at home.
Wow, that's nice. Now, as far as the staff, how does that work? Do you have a sort of a philosophy of how you run the building?
Yes,
or?
We do. You know, it's really it's part of Charles House. Mm-hmm. And Charles House, for the last 22 years as a day program, has really set a standard in our community for the approach for non-institutional mm-hmm. approach to care.
Sure.
For being peers with the people that we care for mm-hmm. and that we work with. And that tradition has carried on into the elder care home okay. as well. The staffing at elder care homes, there are two staff in the home during the day and evening, and there's one caregiver through the night.
Overnight
shift. So 24 hours a day, there is support caregiving staff there, mm-hmm. and they operate as a household team.
So they're cross-trained.
They're cross-trained into everything. So while they are there, they are responsible for the operation mm-hmm. of the household.
Wow.
So that means from everything.
It's a big responsibility.
It is a big responsibility. It's a very responsible job. So everything from the personal care of the individual residents, mm-hmm. Coordinating their medications mm-hmm. and their medical care that gets carried out in the house, to cleaning the house and wow. meal preparation okay. and doing the laundry and maintaining an activities program
sure.
and so forth. So that it is a very responsible job.
And do you encourage the residents that are able to help participate in some of that? I'm not saying personal care of somebody else, but maybe
right.
help make the meal or help fold the
Absolutely.
Laundry or because an older adults are real and everybody wants a sense of purpose in life.
And, right, we all do, and we want to be. When you're in a household, we're part of the mm-hmm. household. So
right.
it only makes sense that
right.
we all pitch in.
Well, it's wonderful that you embrace that.
We do. And mm-hmm. it gives the people an opportunity to, you know, they do laundry. You mm-hmm. know, we fold laundry together. We
That's
set the
great.
Table just as if we were a family. And
wonderful.
The ladies refer to themselves as a family.
Oh. Well, we are going to take a quick break. I'm here today with Paul Cleaver talking about the Charles House Elder Care Home on WCHL. And we will be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM WCHL, supported by Home Watch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. I'm here today with Paul Cleaver from Charles House Association talking about elder care homes. And we were just talking, Paul, about the staffing that you have at the home and sort of how they're all cross-trained. And you mentioned that there are staff there, but is there any nursing supervision?
Yes, we have a registered nurse who
okay.
is at the home twice a week, supervising personal care, the care of the residents, as well as providing support to the staff
mm-hmm.
for the clinical needs that they may have.
Sure.
And in addition to a nurse who's helping to support the caregiving staff, the household team, we also have a qualified activities director
sure.
who works with the staff to provide opportunities for residents to have enlivened activity during
sure.
the days as well.
Great. So are you full right now? Is it?
Well, we are full. We're just finishing up the admissions process for our second review.
Okay.
Who happens to be another woman. We're not required to be just women.
So men can join.
Yes, that's exactly right. There's nothing that would prevent a man from becoming a resident.
So it doesn't have to be all women or all men. It could be
not.
A mixed group.
It could be a mixed group. For us, we're going to look at the social compatibility, the structure
sure.
of what someone brings to the home and mm-hmm. what they have to contribute as well as to receive from mm-hmm. being part of the household.
Okay.
So, and that's, you know, the process of having someone pass away in the home mm. is really, it's while it's a sad event, it's also a crowning event
mm-hmm.
For life in the elder care home.
Sure.
To have someone actually be able to come to the end of their life
mm-hmm.
At home.
And be supported,
and the family to be present and to be
and
participatory.
Surrounded by love, and yeah.
That's... Yeah, so that's been a mm-hmm. really important part of what the elder care home has been able to accomplish.
And it's wonderful to hear that you will allow someone to live out their lives, because not every group is necessarily willing to do that piece. So that's wonderful that you're willing to
will,
do that.
We will if we can.
Yeah.
We've been able to.
That's good. So what is this admission process like? You talked sort of about the matching piece, but what is a person, is it as simple as, hey, I want to move in and here's my deposit?
Sure, yeah, sure. the process is done through Charles House. So families who are interested in learning more about being part of Charles House and to explore the possibility of a family member living in an elder care home, that happens through Charles House.
Okay.
Families can call me at Charles House.
But they don't have to be a participant, do they?
They don't. Although we have everyone who has moved into the elder care homes has had some period of time to be a participant.
Okay.
It takes some time for a person to get through all the hoops and paperwork and so forth. And that time provides us with time for families to get to know us, for residents, potential residents to learn about Charles House. And so it often works out to be a really good thing to do.
Well, lastly, before we close, I'm just curious, are you thinking about developing more elder care homes? Because obviously there's a huge need in our community.
Absolutely. Now that we have had some track record and some time to get through learning curve with Charles House Yorktown, we are definitely looking at where do we go from here.
Okay.
We are in the process of making a decision about developing the second home, which would be in a new neighborhood, and would be new construction instead of renovation.
Okay,
and
that's a whole different process.
And that's it. we'll learn more things there and provide another opportunity for the community to learn how we can do elder care homes for our seniors, for our caregiving families.
And quickly, before we close, how can people find out more information?
They can always check our website, which is charleshouse.org.
Okay.
They can call me at 919-967-7570. And from the website, they can also send me email.
Okay,
but that's the easiest way to initiate the process.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for joining Paul Cleaver and I today as we discussed the Charles House Association and the Charles House Elder Care Home. And as always, you may email your caregiving issues to caring@1360wchl.com.
The purpose of Caring Connections is to educate listeners to help improve the quality of life for families, for professional caregivers, as well as those people affected with Alzheimer's disease.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno is supported by HomeWatch Caregivers. You can hear this and any other program of Caring Connections on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Be sure to email questions to caring@1360wchl.com. Caring Connections is a presentation of 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.